Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of June, 2021, Wednesday hop day. Hope you're hopping right along. Anyway, I've been reading this book, Doctrine of Election by Arthur W. Pink. And that book, in a nutshell, is a total refutation of everything that I was taught as a child, pretty much. Everything that I was raised in Sunday school, Bible school, and everything that was taught regarding God and His attributes and His nature. How can a church, a Christian, so-called Christian organization, be so deceptive to teach something that is totally erroneous and leave out the most important part of the Bible, which would give a person the truth of Jesus Christ and His immutability, His infallibility, His absolute sovereignty over all of His creation. Well, that's what happened to me. But God, in His mercy, I was 37 years old, put another book by Arthur Pink in my hand, The Sovereignty of God, and that God, in His mercy, used that to bring me to His Word and begin to study His Word. And like Richard Bennett, the first two chapters of Ephesians totally refuted the doctrine of free will. And so this morning, I want us just to listen to, I don't think we have time to listen to all of the two chapters of Ephesians, but we do have time to listen to the first chapter, which is a great blessing, because the doctrines of election and predestination are rooted and grounded in that chapter, as well as our adoption, predestinated into adoption. And so this morning I want us to listen to that chapter.
Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Wow. What a proclamation of sovereign grace. May the good Lord be with you this morning. It's my prayer. God bless.